suppose what it means is that through Age Friendly Ireland, that people will be able to access some very valuable fire prevention and home safety information. What it means is that vulnerable people will be identified through Age Friendly Ireland, and you know, in cooperation with the County Council and with the Fire Service and with local community groups who might know that somebody might need a little bit of help or whatever. What they'll do is they'll install smoke alarms. They will guide people on precautions to take, things like leaving a key at the ready, that you don't need to go looking for the key to get out the door if in the event of a fire, you know, which we don't want to see happen to anyone, but these things do happen. And that if they do happen, that the people are shown the best way to get safely out of their house, that they're advised, you know, on what to do should a situation like that. They'll also be advised on things like carbon monoxide alarms, even though they're not quite available as much as we want. There may be some, but there's a limited number only available so far on the scheme. But the big thing is fire safety. Also, a lot of people might leave to make sure that they clear an access for an escape route, a safe escape route from the bedroom, which is generally the fear is that at night there would be a fire or whatever. You know, if people are smokers, that they're advised where not to smoke, you know, from the point of view of falling asleep in bed with the cigarette in their hands or something like that. So there's all of these. So they have a list of precautions that they go through. It's actually done by the fire service. And you may recollect a few years ago there was a bit of a controversy over the payment for the reserved firefighters. And as part of the deal for that was that they would do some extra work in the line of fire prevention and safety advice for the general public. So this is the first stage in that, where it's going to be targeted for older people and vulnerable people, so that they can get this sort of advice. And if you contact the fire service in Sligo or Age Friendly Ireland, or through any of the age-related charities and things like that, they will put you in contact, and you will be able to get this service, which is very, very valuable. And at the end of the day, the big thing is that it just, if it saves one life, it'll be a very good scheme. And it's been rolled out nationwide.
And do you believe this initiative will become a model for similar efforts across all of Ireland?
Yes, I think that is the plan, that it will be. It's one of the first ones to pilot out. And we're delighted to have it here, that it's something that, you know, the fire service is not just about putting out fires. It's about fire prevention, about good advice for people, about people knowing about their personal safety, and to always leave a clear path for you and anyone else in your home to get out in an emergency, and leave the keys where you can find them, and that you can easily get out the doors.